Welcome back, bitches. Jason Ellis Show. It's usually pretty average. But today I've changed it up a little bit. Remember, Michael, how I figured out that Blasco was like the fuck you finger of Satan?
I don't think I was actually here the day that you came to that conclusion, but I believe you're correct.
What would Zach Wallaby? Is he attached to that finger like fuck you too? Or is he like the other fuck you finger? Or is he like the horns?
Yeah, well, right. You'd have to give him at least the thumb if you want to further the hand analogy.
Right, but he can't be the thumb. Well, maybe he can be the thumb. I mean, this guy's pretty mega.
I feel like I know...
Didn't he beat Slash the other day at the greatest guitar champion?
Did he? I don't know anything about that.
It's hard to explain, but yes, he did.
We saw him when you were up for an award at the Revolver Golden God
Awards. I was robbed! I was told I won that fucking award, and they took it away from me.
Hey, what's going on with the cursing in here?
It's satellite radio, Zach. I'm sorry.
Clean it up, Zach. You can lift that seat a little bit if you care to. We saw you.
Yes, yeah, Blasco.
This is a very un-Catholic station.
It's a little un-Catholic, yes.
No, well, it's a Catholic station, but with bent wings and
I like God.
Dirty
I like
hands.
God.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
We know who makes everything.
We saw you perform the national anthem on guitar at the Revolver Golden God Awards. I was actually curious at the time. Do you, like, have you been asked to do that a bunch? Do you kind of have your thing worked out, or was that something that you worked out just for that
No,
show?
You know, obviously it's a, you know, obviously it's a black label version, but I mean, you know, it's of the anthem, but obviously, you know, by way of Father Hendricks over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, and just, you know, throw some Al Demiola licks in there and just, you know, black labelize the thing. But yeah, obviously, Father Hendricks is the inspiration for that one.
Do you drink constantly and set people on fire when you get drunk?
Well, yeah, used to. I mean, it was good fun, man. Nothing but good times.
You don't do it anymore?
No, 2 years, man. I haven't had a cocktail.
Wow.
No adult beverages for me, but I do like to still keep it hardcore and tough, so that's the reason why I drink the Roy Rogers over the Shirley Temples.
Right. I love Shirley Temples.
I stick with the Roy Rogers for the tough thing.
I've always enjoyed a Shirley Temple ever since I started training mixed martial arts, and one of the tougher fighters in the world ordered a Shirley Temple, and I was like, man, one day I hope to be as badass as you so that
exactly.
I can confidently order a Shirley Temple. And now, I'm still not as tough as that dude, but now I do it with balls. I'll do it loud. Shirley Temple for me, thanks! I like it.
I haven't had a cocktail in 2 years now, man.
Okay, wow.
I got blood clots and everything like that, and it's just like, oh, Zach, how'd you stop? I go, I don't know, I just stopped.
You were going to die.
No, yeah, it's just like, dude, you just stopped. They're like, oh, you didn't go to rehab? I go, no, we have black label General Patton rehab. And that is, there is no shell shock, there is no nothing, there is no excuse. It's just like, dude, hike your skirt up, hike your balls up, pull your sleeves up, and, like, let's move on with the project here. You know what I mean? I really don't have time for drama. You know, there's enough crap going on in everybody's life, so it's just like, you know, like Mark, our tour manager, our Father Fergie, my brother-in-law, he's just like, my son was like, man, you don't understand, man. You know, I wasn't put on the guest list or something, man. You know, I don't really hurt my feelings. Mark's like, I really don't have time for feelings. I'm sorry. Mm. I get out of my way.
Is it difficult to be incredibly manly all the time?
No,
I mean, what about
but
when you're facing death? Were you scared?
No, but this is the best, though. Everybody goes like this. They go, man, Zach, it must be hard out there. Yeah, you know, it's good to have a good support team. In the meantime, there's like, you could hear the, you know, wide load truck of all the booze, the Jack coming in there, the Crown Royal, the booze, and, you know, whatever else the guys are on, you know, female growth hormone or whatever. But just like, while you're conducting this interview, the guys are having cocktails right now, cracking open beers. It's just like, it must be good to have a support team. I go, yeah. You know, I go, when we're going to go down to the Irish pub, you know, the guys are just like, yeah, well, Zach doesn't drink anymore, you know, but, you know, we lost a drinking buddy, but we did gain a designated driver, Jackass. We'll be down at the pub. Pick us up in about an hour and a half.
That's
right?
Convenient.
No, but I mean, dude, it's just like next, because people are just like, oh, man, what did you put in place of it? I mean, do you work out? I go, dude, I was lifting weights then. And it's just like, well, dude, I do the same things I did before. Do you notice any difference in your plan? I mean, yeah, I get, well, obviously, if any of us have had one too many adult beverages, anybody's getting, you know, if you're a little too crocked up there, of course the plan's going to suck. But I'm just saying, like, when I made the records, you know, when we're making the records, yeah, we're drinking throughout the day making the albums. obviously you listen to it the next day. I mean, obviously we're getting a decent bomb on by the end of the night, and if we got friends popping by to play him some of the new stuff, everyone's getting blitzkrieg. So I mean, it's just like you'd listen to the stuff the next day, and you'd go, Zach, I got to fix the vocals on that day. I go, dude, we'll just tighten it up and we'll get it together, and you know, and I'll just crack you another cold one, and we get it until it's fixed. So I mean, it's just like, no, it's not like things have changed drastically, and it's just like, you know, I have a field of psychiatrists that go rolling around with me, you know, holding my balls up and wiping my ass, you know, so I, in case I see a Zima commercial, I'm going to break down, you know.
You really do?
No.
You don't have anybody around you. You just decide to stop, and you stopped, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, that's
And you were an alcoholic. You weren't like somebody who's...
No, I probably drank two cases a day, and then, you know, like while we're out, you know, that's on the road and when I'm home. So, you know, never had a DUI, never had an accident, nothing like that. So, you know, I mean, put it this way. Me and you were feeling it. I'm not driving anywhere. I mean, we'll sleep in a truck. I'm not going anywhere. You know what I mean? So I never took chances like that.
That's all it is.
Well, no, I mean, the bottom line is my body quit on me. I didn't quit drinking. I mean, but, you know, some guy was asking me, this psychiatrist guy, we were just talking about it one day. He goes, yeah, but Zach, it's a long journey, you know. And I go, well, maybe for you it is because you're a candy ass. I go, it isn't for me. You know what I mean? It's just, you just stop, dude. I mean, dude, you want to lose weight? You know, you want to, you have to get ripped for this movie that you're going to be in. You're going to be playing this Marine or something like that. You know, and you're like, Zach, I got 2 months and I got to lose. Well, that means the burgers are out, the cake's out, you know, all the junk food's out. You know, you're just eating clean for that. And then you're waking up in the morning, you're doing have a cup of coffee, you're doing an hour of cardio, you're not drinking it, and no more sugar. Everything's out. No bread, no pasta, anything like that. Just salads and chicken. And that's about it. So that for the next 3 months, and then you're going to be ripped like Bruce Lee. It's otherwise, if you want me to hold your balls and wipe your ass for you and walk around just in case, God forbid, you walk past a Cheesecake Factory and you got to have, you know, you got to have cake. It's just like, dude, I really don't have time for this, man.
What about women?
No, I've been married.
Can you stop yourself?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, I just, you know, it's just constant, porn.
It's
constant porn.
And I'm going to figure it out in a minute. No. Fucking Iron Man. I decided I don't want to fucking drink two cases a day anymore, and I don't fucking I don't like tits. Only my wives.
No, it's just
something's
like,
wrong with you, dude.
No,
tell
wait,
me what it
no,
is. What's
wait,
wrong with you?
This is the best with Tiger Woods. Me and my buddy, we always just crack up about that one.
I'm what a pussy.
Wait, he's got a disease. I go like this. When he went to sex rehab, I get it. We're his publicists. It's like, wait, we got some damage control we got to do here. So he doesn't lose the endorsements because, you know, obviously he's portrayed as this Walt Disney squeaky clean image.
Yep.
Hey, nothing for nothing. That's the image we're portraying. We can't have you, you know, for Slash, it works when GNR was at, you know, the height of their power and when Appetite was breaking and everything like that and Use Your Illusion and everything. It's like Axel's going in and out of jail. Slash is like, you know, pounding porn stars on a table in the restaurant.
151 out of a vagina.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
A private jet.
No, but these are good things. These are good things because they're a rock band.
Yes.
All right. So it builds the mystique and everything like that. when you're, you know, when we're trying to pawn off this, you know, the squeaky clean image, you know, going in and out of jail is really not good for the resume. So, I mean, the whole thing is, or, you know, the sex scandals and all this other stuff, we really can't have that. So I can understand the damage control with Father Woods over there. But the whole thing is, what are they telling him when he gets to rehab? We're his guys that were going to help him now. It's just like, this is how we break this problem down. All right, let's see. You're not the best golfer of your generation. You're the best golfer ever. And you're a young dude. You're a billionaire on your way to becoming a multi-billionaire, and like you got like the women that are coming at you look like J-Lo, Kim Kardashian, you know, just name it, Farrah Fawcett, but you know, I mean, Jacqueline Smith, any Raquel Welch, these chicks are all flocking to him, and it's just like, no, you know what disease you have? This is the disease you got.
Banging bush pig
disease. No, the disease you got is you got a wife. You got a wife and two kids at home, dude. If you weren't married, are we even discussing this? Well, there is no problems here. He's just being normal. I don't know what to tell you, but you know, otherwise, just don't get married, man.
I mean, or get caught. He got caught. That was his only problem.
Well, no, but the bottom line is,
wait a minute.
His whole problem was he shouldn't have been married. Just stay a single guy, dude. I mean, I'm just saying.
You gotta know who you are. You're saying
no. I don't think he did anything wrong. If he's a single guy, we have no issues here.
Right, he didn't have a problem with cheating. He had a problem with being married.
Right.
Dude, that was the actual problem. Dude, you have this addiction. You have this sick thing in your head that tells you you need to have a wife and children.
Sex addiction, I mean, that's like a lame thing. You know, I got an addiction. I like, you know, like somebody annoys me, I just knock their teeth out. You know, I mean, it's an addiction I have. It's just, you're annoying me. You know, it's like, dude, you can't go around punching people out. There's lawsuits involved now and jail time. It's like, well, I have a disease. No, that's pretty lame, dude. You can't, you know, it's just like, that's not a disease. Drinking's not a disease. Either is drug addiction's not a disease. That's a choice, dude. No one goes into an Irish pub and goes, give me a pint of Lou Gehrig's disease.
What about gay?
You're born that way, dude. Hands down, man. Who goes around, Will Chamberlain, he's going to sleep with 10,000 women, and then next day goes, you know what, I'm up for some cock and balls, dude. I'm just, like, burnt out on this whole vagina thing, dude. It just doesn't happen, dude. The guys
I heard a billionaire Japanese guy did that. Mayhem told me that he had sex with so many hot Japanese chicks that he started getting dudes.
that's the best.
That's what he tried to tell me. He was sick. He was just sick and tired of women.
The best is, I mean, it's just like, dude, the guys that I knew when we went to school together, you know, like when we just see, like, you know, Maurice or one of our buddies, Joe or something, we just go, dude, I'm telling you right now, at our 20-year high school reunion, you want to put some action down right now, we're going to run into Joe and his husband, Frank. You know, and I'm telling you right now, all those cats I know exactly ended up being gay. And, dude, there's nothing wrong with that. I put it this way. I have two sons, and my daughter, bottom line is, my sons, I never have to show them a picture of Kim Kardashian and go, see this? This is what you're supposed to like. It's just like, you know, I mean, did your father ever do that to you? Go, son, this is what you're supposed to like.
Not exactly. But kind of.
My dad did. He showed me a picture of a chick, and then I just, you know, showed him a, you know, I just showed him a picture of a, you know, hairy dude, and I said, but I like this. He was thoroughly disappointed, and then he just said he wasn't my father.
Shock tactics. Good for you. What are you doing, Blasco?
I'm just hanging out.
You've been up
just
there.
Around town.
Just around town?
Yeah, you know.
You going to get a bike yet or what?
Heard Zach was going to be here, so thought I'd come by.
Do you guys talk to each other a lot?
Yes.
You do?
On Twitter.
Hey, listen, it's out there now. The whole marriage and the kids, it's a big front. Me and Blasco have been dating since I started playing, you know, when he came into the Aussie fold.
You guys have booty text me?
Listen, we make some soothing sounds together.
You do. I'm only a fan of the ones that you make on stage. Whatever you want to do in your privacy of your own homes is fine by me.
Hey,
just
listen,
keep it there, okay?
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. So what else do you guys do?
Nothing, man.
Just music all the time? If you don't drink, no. You got kids.
No, yeah, without a doubt.
Are you out of your fucking guitar mind? Like, you just play all the time?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's jamming, but we still go to Hooters, hang out, the guys get tanked, and then, you know, watch Monday night games, watch the fights and stuff like that, you know, but I mean, it's just, I mean, it really is funny. I'm just saying, like, with the whole sobriety thing. You know, when you have to have, like, a field of people around you, and then it's just like, oh, don't be drinking, you know, Zach, with the drink. Like, last night, on the boat, because we're out with priests right now, you know, the almighty priest and the Thin Lizzy guys. They're all ass-kicking guys, man. So, you know, we just sit there hanging out, and I go, I think Mark was our fearless tour manager, you know, the General Patton of the war field out there. He's, Mark's rolling around with a Corona. I go, do you realize I'm an alcoholic, and I have fun. He goes, yeah, that's too bad for you. He goes, if you can, Zach, hand me another Corona over there, will you? He goes, hey, listen, scumbag, you blew it for yourself. I go, I didn't blow it for myself. Once again, my body gave out on me. I didn't give out on it.
If you drink again, will anybody in your crew get mad at you or do anything disciplined?
No. Put it this way. I mean, we were just laughing. You know, like on the road, it's just like somebody was asking, because we got this book coming out, Bringing Metal to the Children, right? So, you know, just like us talking around, being at the pub, just talking around the most ridiculous stories and the stuff that you guys have in broadcasting. You know, I'm saying whether bosses or whatever, you know, we just go, how ridiculous it is. You know, like nobody gives you a pamphlet to tell you what it's all about. So, I was just sitting around, and the book's pretty much about...
Who wrote the book?
Me and my buddy Eric Hendricks.
You wrote it?
Yeah.
You write books?
Yeah, I can actually count and read, too.
What's that like?
It's pretty cool. You know, so this way you can actually read what's going on when a chick's getting pounded by three guys. You know, it describes the pummeling and the pounding thrill of sensation.
I've never read
it. That's in Bringing Metal to the Children?
That's the name of it.
You're going to get in a lot of trouble.
Yes, that's in it. But, you know... No, talking about, like, the drinking. Somebody goes, well, what do you do when you're out on the road? I go, you know, talking about, like, all these insane drinking stories and everything like that. Just like with Ozzy, they go, man, is Ozzy, like, that crazy and stuff like that with the boss and stuff like that? And I go, well, let's see. If you throw about 2.5 cases of beer in your buddy, a bottle of Crown Royal, spin him around a couple times and just let him go, I go, sit back. I said, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it makes for great stories. You know, like the four of us idiots going out drinking on a night off, whether we're in Denver or whatever, and we go out drinking. Next thing you know, you're talking mixed martial arts, and some guy, you know, pushes you or whatever, knocks your glasses off. Next thing I know, you're heaving this guy through a window. And, you know, I mean, it's just like, mind you, if we weren't drinking and none of this was going down, you wouldn't have been heaving this guy through a window. But did it make for a great story? Yes, it did. The guy, he didn't get too hurt. So, and hopefully there won't be any lawsuits.
Were you really bummed out about having to quit drinking?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was talking.
I feel like you're a natural born drinker. You feel. I feel like. Was there any besides your body crapping out? Were there regretful instances through the years?
Well, I'll put it this way. I mean, if anything ever ridiculously stupid happened, I mean, you know, I never go out of my way to ever hurt anybody or do it. I'd rather help somebody and just, instead of us getting into a fight with some guys at a bar, I'd go, guys, chill out. He goes, I'd rather be drinking with you than fighting. You know, I mean, it's just like, it's a lot more fun just having a bunch of cocktails and talking about, you know, the Yankees and Boston. I'd rather be hanging out talking about and busting each other's balls than actually getting into looking at jail time, lawsuits and everything. I mean, what are we doing here, man? Let's just have another cocktail and relax. But I mean, the whole thing is, no, with the drink, you know, like I told you, the one side guy, this guy goes, well, you know, Zach, what's the thing? Why you drink? I go, dude, you really don't have to go to Yale for 10 years to figure this one out. I go, who doesn't? I go, have you ever gotten drunk or getting hammered or hanging out with the guys, going to a party, you know, rolling with the boys and having a good time?
Yeah, but not like, everybody wants to drink a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, dude, it's a good time. I said, I never drank because I was bummed out or depressed or
did he ever have a bad time, Blasgow? Did he ever look bad? Was he ever annoying you? Like, were you worried about him?
Well,
secretly, because I feel like you're not even supposed to admit it at this point, because I feel like if you say in front of Zach that you might have been worried about Zach at some point in time, that Zach will correct you, and that was fucking physically impossible.
No, Blasgow was with me at pretty much at the height of the consuming of the adult beverages, so, you know, he saw, like, where it's like, this is coming to an end.
There was different levels, because we wouldn't see Zach until right before we were going on stage. Right?
So why is that?
Because Zach has his, you know, he travels separately.
I'll put it this way. I'd just be chilling out. Like, if the guys, everybody was...
He'd be on the bus lifting weights.
Yeah,
I'd just be
hanging out doing my own thing or noodling on the guitar, so I'm not annoying the hell out of you guys. And then right. It's just like right before the gig, it's like, I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
He's got his own warm-up routine, right? So we would see him right as we were getting up on stage. So we could tell where he
was
at.
Whether it was going to be a fun night.
Right. We could tell where he was at in the day by the dress and if we got kissed on the lips or not. If we got kissed on the lips, it was game on.
So you guys have seen some metal shit then.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen this, but I am also a pretty metal dude. I have a number one metal album in North America. Not that I give a fuck, Zach, because I don't give a shit about my band. I fucking hate my band.
That's because you're a true artist as well.
That's right. I only play music for me.
Exactly.
If you buy it, it's because you're an idiot.
Well, no.
I don't really say. I don't know what I'm saying.
No, it's because
you're
like
true. What I'm trying to tell you, Zach, is I'm fucking metal.
Nice.
Want to know how metal I am?
Lay it on me. You have
look
steel
at this
plates
fucking
in
thing
leg
that I've constructed right now for you. Just bring in the human shocktopede.
What do we got?
Zach, why is her ass? Get your fucking face in her ass.
Get
your face
out.
In her ass. You are a shock to pain.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Just so you know, Zach, this lovely girl at the front here has a shock collar on her neck.
I'm not really shocked by this because I said, being married for 26 years, being with the same woman for 26 years and having three bambinos, so.
Well, actually, I hate to break it to you, but the tail
this is what I do with my kids at the
of
house.
The shocktopede is actually raw dog, I believe.
I was wondering why he wasn't in here.
He's duct taped two. I don't even know who it is in the middle, but pass these shock collars around.
Nice.
Here you go, Zach. This is for you. Get to find out who is the piece that you own.
This is the most amazing thing ever, by the way.
You've got the head. What's the head's name?
Zoe.
Can
Zoe?
You actually feel that?
Yeah, just barely.
Yes, I can feel it.
You're really
hot,
Zoe. Hey, you're really hot. Hey. I can see your cleavage.
Yeah.
Who's this? Yeah, I got raw dog. It's gonna be a bad, but that worked out real bad, didn't it?
My You've got the wrong. Isn't working.
Yeah, let me try it. Oh, that's why.
Maybe you have to be closer to it.
I mean, I suppose by power deduction, we can figure out who I have.
Turn it off. Oh, turn it on. Why isn't it working?
Oh, wow, yeah.
This human shock to Pete is making us very angry.
Ellis is getting very angry with Shock to Pete. Shock to Pete needs to start fulfilling.
Shock to Pete, you will not like Ellis when he's angry.
Yeah, you will not like Ellis when Ellis is angry, Shock to Pete.
All right.
Okay.
I guess it works.
You can't hear Shock to Pete number two because her voice is muffled into Shock to Pete one's ass.
Shock to Pete two is Indigo Angel, by the way.
What? Shock to Pete 2 is Indigo Angel? Indigo Angel, and what's your Twitter?
Zoe Voss.
Zoe Voss? You talk all like correct and stuff. You like? Do you think you're intelligent? How does it feel to be in the middle of Satan's fuck you fingers?
Nice.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Have you listened to, have you caught some of his stuff?
Uh-huh.
Some of his material?
Thank my father for that.
You can thank your father for that?
Yeah.
Is he too old for you? If he wasn't married and he didn't actually like any other naked women in the world, would you do him?
Probably.
Fuck yeah, huh?
Yeah.
You totally do.
I like this.
You like his thing. He's got like a dreadlock. You've gone next level on it.
It's a French tickle as well.
It's a French tickle for one person, Zach.
Yeah, I know.
Not you. You will not get tickled by that. You can only fantasize. Will I electrocute you? Okay, boys. What are we going to get? What are they going to... Do you want to... Do we give him a shot, or do we just...
I'm not really sure what you wanted to do with this.
Yeah, I don't think it's that much further.
Can't you come in here further? Like, come in here.
There's not much room.
Here, I'll come up a snap.
Electrocute him. Electrocute him. Zach, electrocute him.
Stop it.
No, I'm going to electrocute him. Let's electrocute you a little more. Hey, look, everybody, Raw Dog can't get out. And he's at such... Look, I've turned it up so it's so bad that he wants to get out, but he can't because he's in a woman's ass. Look, he's panicking. He's literally tearing her a new ass right now.
That's
look at this. Everybody stop Zach. They stopped electrocuting the girls, but I'm just... No, because he's really freaking out. We should try to get him out of there. Hey, why are you hitting the girl? Stop hitting your centipede.
How dare you?
You just hit a hot chick. What the... You really lost all control. You can't hit women, dude.
Well, what's the setting you got on that thing? You know,
I turned mine up. Yeah.
What, to 10, right?
And no, I didn't go to 10.
You guys are one. You guys are one organism.
It's not even stunned. It's melted.
The rest of you.
You guys, for being metal, are kind of nice. Like, why aren't you electrocuting these hot chicks that I have brought to you?
What kind of
metal is? Ellis says here, electrocute hot chicks. Enjoy yourselves.
We don't just throw the shock to people together for just for any guest.
In as much as I can.
I don't want,
dude.
The whole thing is.
Do you want?
My shock to peed. The head part is she's highly trained in black label, Jeet Kune Do 5 deadly venom. All right, now here you go. Let me ask you
this.
Wait a minute. Here's a good one because you're into martial arts.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me ask you this one.
What
name? The 5 deadly venoms.
The
this
five
is a,
deadly
this is a
venoms?
Classic kung fu movie. The 5 deadly
venoms. Well, I'm into real fighting.
It's a cool movie. It's a classic.
Yeah, I know,
kung
but that's got nothing
movie.
To do with real fighting.
But
I beat the fuck out of
venoms.
The drunken fucking.
Can you name
guy.
The deadly venoms though?
No.
There's 5 of them.
No.
This is a good trivia question. Next time you're at the pub. Phil, and what are the 5 deadly venoms? The toad.
The toad?
Yes,
yeah, you
the
can't
toad.
Lick toads. I knew that.
The lizard.
Snake. I'm not scared of snakes.
Snake. The snake.
Not scared of him.
Scorpion. And here's the last one.
One of them lives under here.
Centipede. The 5 deadly venoms.
I have the 5 deadly venoms. I have. That's.
Exactly.
I now have them on the show. I have a scorpion that lives under this very studio right now. A massive scorpion as we speak.
Well, there you go.
And I have that scorpion. And I have snakes that got bitten by like a 9-foot anaconda.
And Klaus Mine lives right next door to you.
Stop doing that.
It's really another scorpion.
It's really the guy. I forgot the girl's. What's scorpion number two's name? Can we get a microphone so we can hear her mumbling into another girl's ass? What's your name?
What am I doing to her butt?
Yeah. What's your name?
Indigo.
What does it feel like when I do this?
Oh, stop!
Like, is his nose in your vagina?
No, you have the ass end of the five deadly guns.
He's what?
He's squirming farther and farther away.
Oh, your face is not in her ass?
It's pretty close. Stop it!
It's funny, we're like inadvertently turning him into a sexual masochist. Because all the greatest experiences of his life involve really hot chicks and extreme pain.
You should sing Crazy Train right now.
I'm going up the Crazy Train! Stop!
That'll do. Thank you, my human shock to Pete.
You guys get paid for this, I hope.
No, they're not getting paid at all.
That's not
good. Do I get paid?
Oh, at least get him some pizza.
Do you want some pizza? Why did you just make a, I want to suck your cock face?
It was in my face.
Are you in porn?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah, surprise.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Let's unravel them and we'll find out about them. So, Zach, you don't...
Now, wait, this would be the question, though. Because I've asked several people, you know, I have friends that do this, you know. Now, what got you involved with porn?
In porn? All right, let's fix this here. Okay.
No, because we have friends that go like this, so say like this. Was she a stripper at first? Then you get four guys like us come up and go, would you like to make, like, I don't know, $200,000 a year? And we'll give you $200,000 a year if you do porn for us and everything like that. Yada, yada, yada. And everything will be cool. You know, I mean, you could,
You're fucking ridiculously hot as well.
Is that how it happened for you?
I didn't even see
I was really broke because models don't make shit. And then I've always kind of had...
Until you start, I know what you're saying. There's a handful that make money.
And that's just...
Holy shit,
but now, who approached you about doing it?
I wasn't approached. I actually went on my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when you said, I'm going to do this.
I want to have sex with people on camera.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, let me ask you this. How does your mom and dad ever feel about that?
It's something that we don't talk about at Christmas dinner, I'll just say that.
Yeah, I would just think. I'm just, I'm just saying, my daughter, you know, she's 19. She's, you know, she's going to college right now. But the whole thing is, I'm just saying, you know, like... Well, the best was with Ozzy. I remember one day we're watching porn, tanked out of our minds, and the boss, you know.
This is how he's going to convince you to quit, by the way.
No, but it's just classic, another classic bossism. We're sitting there watching, just out of the blue, he goes, look at this. We're like, what, Ozzy? It's just getting annihilated. And he goes, someone's going to be doing that to my daughter
someday. Can
everything in the room just went, just like, dude, what are you doing? I mean, I just go, I was just like, just Zach, give me another drink.
But I just feel bad because I've basically ruined porn for my father for the rest of his life.
What's that?
I've ruined porn for my dad. He can't watch it anymore.
Why do you not look like you're really that bummed out about that?
That's true, I'm not.
Well, do you want to bum your dad out?
Well, no, I've done that enough.
But is that why you think you got involved in the game?
No, not at all.
Are you angry at your father?
No, not
but
at
you
all.
Were.
Of course.
So why were you angry at him?
Well, for being a normal dad.
You were angry at your father for being a normal dad.
Mm-hmm.
So then you resented him.
Like most teenage women do.
No, not all of them.
Most.
Not as much as you did.
Now, what did dad ever do wrong? Except put food on the table, work hard, and do what he's got to do.
He really didn't do anything wrong.
Come over here and sit next to me. Sit next in between me and
your face now, Zoe. Because
she's got, Zach, she's going to
Because we have a good friend of ours, Felicia Fox, right? Super cool, and her husband and everything like that. They come out to some of the shows that we know, Nick with the Pittsburgh chapter and everything like that. Came out, one of her girlfriends were there, and we just asked her. I said, well, let me just ask something. As, you know, with Felicia, I go, how'd she get it, dude? I go, is it like she was a stripper? Is it the drugs? Is it the dough? And she goes, no. She just likes the fuck. And I go, okay, well, that pretty much answers that question right there. You know, so that's...
It's like skateboarding.
That's what I
was
going to
skateboard no matter how much money I got paid. I just loved to skate. Turns out I was good at it and I got paid as well. You're just like that with you and Dick, right?
Pretty
But you love having sex, and you would have tons of sex
all the time,
and you would shake the load out under the face, and would go in your on your face and every not every day, but a lot. And you like to when guys strangle you and slap you and bone you real hard with massive penises. Am I right?
That was very graphic.
I love that.
Look, I don't want to.
Yes,
you do, right?
Yeah.
So in your free time, every now and then, you'll have rough sex with a massive penis man, and he'll do rough things to you.
That's roughly right.
And you like that?
Yes.
So if you didn't have a job doing it, you would still be doing that.
Pretty much. It's kind of why I did this in the first place. I was like, hey,
why not get paid to do something you love?
It'd be like getting paid to do my regular life.
My next question is, why do you have two Glocks tattooed on your chest, pointing towards your boobies?
Well, they're kind of pointing at my nipples, but that's not why.
Do you want a gun held to your head?
No, but I think I stuck one in my pussy once.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's good. Did you? Wait, there was actually the pause.
Look, I was trying to live. I was trying to visualize it. I think, man, you take what you can get out of this show, all right?
That was good.
She's not going to fucking give you a phone. I'm just going to get that, and I'm going to go home and spank bank the fuck out of that. Glock in the beef. Hold on, 10 seconds in the shower with that visual. You should take a photo of that.
I think it's on crazybabe.com.
Oh, what? Okay, it's on video?
My pussy and my pussy.
Raw dog! Get the gun in the pussy video.
What's the website?
Crazybabe.com.
What's your Twitter account?
Indigo Augustine.
Why are you so angry?
You're
an angry person.
Girl,
it's very obvious to me.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have an old man? Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, you do. All right, cool. And now, obviously you have an open relationship, right? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, only on camera.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm just saying... Well, because obviously if you got a guy that was that insecure about everything, you know what I mean?
He obviously has a massive cock, and he fucks you very hard with his massive cock and spits in your mouth.
Now, do you guys...
Look, and you like
yeah,
it as well.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you enjoy watching him with another girl?
I don't know.
That's a no.
Yeah, that's a no.
That's
a nice way.
Like, I'm just saying, if you guys went out to a club together and watched him pick up another girl and bring her back to the room, and you were in the closet watching him go for it, just watching him.
I don't think so. We're not like swingers or anything. Like, I only do other people on camera, so like that would just be really weird to me.
Is this boring you, Blasgo, because you've seen so many whores in your career? Because I think Zach is actually amused by this because I actually believe him. He doesn't fuck whores. He's like married and didn't.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's very hard for me to understand. Like, I'm Zach, and I'm like one of the greatest guitarists in the world, and I'm traveling the world, and I'm not having sex with. Yeah, I'm spitting in your face and punching you and putting guns in your vagina.
Here's a good story.
I'm drinking whiskey. Fuck yeah.
No, but boss, here's a good one. I remember we had this, these two
girls.
You're
such a fuck yeah guy. I don't understand.
Was classic, though. You know, like, they go, man, it must be hard being faithful out on the road, like that stuff. And I just go, yeah, whatever. But the whole thing is this. I go, well, you know, with stories like this, it's real easy. These two girls, you know, two gorgeous girls like yourselves come on the bus. And I guess, obviously, obviously, they were pretty young, but the whole thing is, like, obviously knew when I first started with the boss, you know, with the poofy hair and the whole nine yards, right? So they were sitting on the bus, I guess some of the guys brought them on or whatever, and I was like, hey, you guys want something to drink or whatever? And they were like, yeah, no, we're cool, you know. So they were just, like, giggling or whatever, and I go, what's up, man? And they go, oh, nothing, we were just laughing about something, you know, what we'd do to you. And I go, oh, really? And now I'm just waiting to hear, like... one of us would like to be sitting on your face, the other one would like to be fucking riding your cock, and we'd like fucking work you over. Like, I'm waiting to hear one of these fucking stories.
Yeah.
And what do I get? They go, we just think you have such a hot ass, or whatever. I go, oh, yeah. I'm actually thinking, like, I got it as if I ever had it. And then, you know, the pat on the back. And then they go, we'd like to just fucking put strap-ons and fuck you up the ass. And I go, okay, well, you know, you can catch me. I'll be in the back lounge of the bus right now.
Is that cheating?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Is it?
I don't think that counts.
I say that phone conversation from the road is totally casual.
if you're a little teared up on the phone, I say you're in the clear. Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't act like it was a good time.
Just say that you hated it.
Yeah, I hated it.
It's fine.
I'm finding it hard to sleep. That kind of shit. So, yeah, you guys just came here at short notice and duct-taped your faces to people's asses. That's pretty sportsmanlike of you.
Well, it kind of sounds like what we do in porn.
Oh.
Basically.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex? Yeah. Well, what about this? What about this? Here's a chance. What about this?
Now, let me ask you this. Can you ever pick, like, let's say if you go, I'd really like to work with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. Girls get to pick. You know what I mean? It's like cool to get to do it.
But you think he's a great looking guy or whatever, yada, yada, yada.
It kind of depends on like what the company
I'm just saying, like if I wanted to do a song with Sarah McLachlan or something like that, you know, I'd really want to have you sing on the record or something like that with me.
Can you do that?
I can do whatever the fuck you want.
I'll have Blasco make it happen. Yeah, without a doubt. Mercenary management right there. But no, but the whole thing is, I'm just saying, you like, would you like hook up with a guy?
Yeah, we can recommend like who we want to work with and everything. It just depends on the company and the director.
Oh, that's cool. Well, there you go.
You've never had sex with anybody that you didn't want to have sex with? Like a little bit, like he was kind of creepy and he smelled or he smelled like cigarettes or something and he was like, ugh.
Now let me ask you this.
Balls and shit,
what happens if your co-star happens to be Mandingo?
Who is Mandingo?
Put him up on the computer right now.
Why do people keep saying that?
You just fuck him.
I don't know.
I didn't even think that was a real thing.
Mandingo is the Tom Brady of porn right now.
Mandingo is...
His name's Mandingo.
He's the Super Bowl champion. He's the MVP.
Yeah. He's something else.
Oh, he is something. Let me tell you. Let me say this about that. All right, here you go.
Are you going to show me a massive wang? Whoa!
That thing's not a massive wang. That thing is its own country, brother. That thing doesn't have a zip code. It's its own country.
That guy's life is torturous. Yeah. You're not having any fun with that dick.
Oh, dude,
could you
awesome.
Imagine sticking just your knob in everything for the rest of your life? How cool it would be. Look, that might be cool for like 3 seconds in the middle of doing it properly, but I'm like, imagine if you just only like boop, 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 just pushing it a little bit.
Listen, no way. Are you kidding me? If somebody asks you if you could who you could be anybody for a day, they can go if you wanted to be Tom Brady or you wanted to be, you know, Mario Andretti or you know, you want to be Jimmy Page for a day. No, I'm going Mandingo for a day, and I am just punishing the warden. She's just getting punished, abused, annihilated for all 24 hours and every second of that one day that I have. I'll let you guys watch the kids that day, the little Hender Roast. You can watch him for a little while.
Just, with your 20-inch penis.
Yes.
You have to go?
Yeah, I have to go to work.
What's your Twitter? You going to go to work?
Mandingo is
a
lady.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a live show for kink.com.
Are you going to finger yourself?
I'm sure I'll do a lot more than that.
You're going to do a lot more than that? Like, what are you going to do?
They're a pretty brutal company.
Yeah.
I'll tell you some stories.
All kinds of things in my butt. And
what are you going to put all kinds of stuff in your...
me.
And you're going to get clamped?
Yeah.
I put 100 clamps on my cock and balls. I was bleeding. Gay man took it off and held my... He cut my balls.
Oh.
What? I didn't mind.
No, but wait, hold on a second. Let's just get before the girls go while we got them here.
Oh, I'm still going.
Now, wait. You obviously know who your co-stars are going to be before you do the movie.
Most of the time, yeah.
Right?
Occasionally they spring. Sometimes
they spring a new guy on you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's...
Now, let me ask. If Mandingo was to be one of the co-stars, would you do that movie?
I already did a scene with Nacho.
Let's say the pay was good.
Let's say
it was a good paycheck for that day. Actually, really good money.
She just said she did another guy that was just as big, right?
Yeah.
Nacho Vidal's dick is really
wide.
He's like a Coke can.
Yeah. More than that.
In your ass, that. Right?
No, it wasn't, you know.
Oh.
In the vagina.
Thing. See, you can fit anything in your ass, but your pussy's a different story.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like my insides have been rearranged. Mike Moss is like, really, are you okay? I'm concerned.
One hell of a job, Zach. You've got to appreciate it. I mean, your job has its dangers as well, but when was the last time you woke up after a big gig and had people worry about your stomach
intestines
being rearranged by
broken ribs.
Yeah.
Dude, Mandingo's puncturing lungs, breaking ribs.
I'm just saying.
God only knows, the esophagus is getting blown out from the entering of the vagina.
You're like the Evel Knievel of porn. I mean, there's really...
I like that. I might trademark that.
No, he enters the vagina and sprains the neck.
It's not a good...
Mandingo.
I feel like all these massive penis people are very lonely. But you should go. What's your Twitter?
He's awesome.
Indigo Augustine. It's just twitter.com/IndigoAugustine. I'm sure you guys can figure out how to spell that.
Maybe I can't, but somebody...
Without a doubt.
Thanks for being on the show. I like your tattoos. I like your chest ones, and I like your bum one. I saw a photo.
I like
your
nipple. That's slightly hanging out.
It's a great nipple, isn't it?
Thanks.
I've been enjoying it.
Hey! Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Hot bitches and the fuck you finger of Satan.
I don't have to go. I left. Yeah, that's picking me up.
Combination. Well, you're kind of tall, too.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm sit over here.
You can sit next to me. I don't care. I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of anybody.
Mm.
I'll stab people.
Just look at this.
Sometimes I dream about stabbing people.
Phil, this is our father, Phil, over here. He's our Black Label brother who does all the drinking that I can't do anymore.
So you just stand next to him drinking in front of him? You just stand next to him drinking in front of him?
Yes. To test the willpower. Now, Phil.
I want to talk about it. You guys would be bored with this, wouldn't you? Don't you see porn all the time?
Yeah, of course, man. That's another thing. You know, I'm just blasting away. If I don't have a guitar in my hand, that's the reason why I have to have a guitar in my hand at the time. Otherwise, I'm just blasting away. You can't be doing that in a restaurant already. Well, yeah, with the warden, yeah. Well, I mean, with the phone sex and everything, it's all good, man.
Man, he's such texting, he's so disgusting and yet pathetically romantic.
Oh,
like,
awesome,
he makes no fucking sense to me at all. Like, I
get the Barbie Wilde form letters. They're pretty good, man.
The what?
The Barbie Wilde form letters. It's the wife. The warden.
The warden is so not hot to say the warden, but I get that. It's working. Whatever works for you. It's like you've confused me every time. You're like, you're going to say the warden. What's he going to do? Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, right.
So the warden, you get you get letters.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
She plays. I've said this a million times. You want to keep somebody, especially somebody like a Zach Wilde. You don't. It has to be. It has to be like Michael Jordan with a basketball. You with Zach's dick. It has to be like that at all times at a high level, or Zach will drift off into Satan's fucking
Satan's
pocket.
The den of inequity,
which is constantly calling him.
Yeah, every offseason you need to work on a new move. You know what I mean? Like this time I'll work on the fadeaway. This time
yes,
I'm gonna work on my
exactly.
Post game.
Adding new pitches, like you said, the split finger. You know what I mean? Now we've already mastered the fastball and the changeup. Now
exactly,
we have the split
exactly.
Finger.
Now you're working on the slurve.
Yes, exactly.
So you have a book.
It's going to be coming out. We're shooting for Father's Day. So hopefully that thing will be out by then. But then, yeah, but we're rolling on the great Lizzie Black Label Priest Crusade right now. I guess we're going to be doing San Bernardino in a little bit. So we just did Arizona last night and then hooked up here for a day. Bathed the wife in conquest and polluted the womb.
Of course.
A loving story last night twice. And then now we're here.
This is the farewell tour for Priest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that guys, weird? I mean, are they talking about that and everything?
Yeah, well, the guys were saying that they didn't. I think they're still going to be doing shows eventually, but I mean, and maybe recording, but like, as far as like hitting the pavement, you know, doing like, I'm grinding it out and doing a 15 month world tour. We just want to chill out on that.
Yeah.
They sound amazing every night though, man. And the Lizzie guys are killing it too. You know what I mean? Keeping that, you know, the spirit of Phil alive and everything like that. But, and all super cool dudes. So we're having a blast out on this one.
All right, dude. Well, I can't, you actually have a Twitter proving that it is not gay. That's official.
Oh, dude, we can keep in touch with the Black Label family, bust each other's balls
That's
all
right.
the time. It's good.
So it can't be gay now. Now, you know, whatever your remarks are from now on, I'll be like, oh, yeah, well, Zach's got a fucking Twitter, so now what? Who's the homo now? Is he gay? Go over to his house and call him gay. See what happens.
I get that all the time from the kids. You know,
they call you gay?
Yeah, well, of course.
If I was your son, I would call you gay.
See, thank you.
What else does he have, really?
No,
oh, yeah, Dad, well... You gay?
Yeah. There really is no. You can't exactly. win. There's just no fucking way.
Totally gay. Look at you.
I know. I would only refer to my father as gay.
It's like anybody just, you know, give me any degrading comments. You suck. You can't play. Whatever, you know. Yeah, I can't. That's all you cuss. I'm married. I got 3 kids, dude. No way until you got something, man.
It's an honor to have you on the show, dude. And, of course, Black
Thanks
guy.
For having me on, brother.
Thanks for having us.
And, of course, and you're really hot, and you can stay if you want to. We'll find out about more inside
sure.
your mind. No, you can leave.
No.
Leave.
I'm not
no, I don't want to know you either.
And, by the way, that accent, that's from Brooklyn, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I knew. I told you, Phil. I told you,
on the main streets. Guessed it in one, Zach. Thank
I told you he was Brooklyn, not the Bronx, because you said I said he's not like Jenny from the block. He's not like J-Lo. His accent's different.
I'll give you one more. Chris in Boston, I'll give you a phone call. I think you're on hold.
Wait,
for
break
a
out your new app, the Dave app.
Zach,
man, I just listened to your cut with William Shatner, man. Can I get your real feelings on that album?
Oh, dude,
and I would love it if you guys played the track and everyone commented on it, man, because that shit was wild, crazy. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Oh, dude, I couldn't believe Father Shatner was doing it. Yeah, and you know what's so crazy?
Wait a minute, you did a song with Bill Shatner?
Yes.
You gotta play it.
The immortal Father Shatner.
Get this song.
He came up to the Black Vatican, the home studio I got. And I mean, dude, I remember being 11 years old. My dad took me and my buddy Bob because we were huge Star Trek kids when we were like about 11 years old. Went to the Felt Forum. They had a big Star Trek convention there and everything like that. So we went down. It was like, oh my God, you know. So it was crazy having him in the studio. You know, I mean, it's just like amazing. Like all my heroes and everything between Ozzy, Father Shatner, and, you know, jamming with the Allman Brothers, everything like that, and the Skinner guys. And I mean, all the guys that have, you know, been part of my childhood. All have, like, they're the coolest guys and then some, you know. So, but he came up to the studio, and the crazy thing is, we're all sitting around talking with him and everything like that. You know, the boss is 62. He's, what's ours now? 60. What's ours now? 63? 62. He's 62. So the whole thing is, Father Shatner's 80 years old. My dad's a World War II vet, D-Day, Omaha Beach, everything. Dad passed away. He was just 89. Father Shatner would have more in common talking with my father than he would with Ozzy.
Right.
Like, because Ozzy's, you know, Vietnam generation. Right. You know what I mean? So, like, he's more World War II. So, but while you're talking to him, he doesn't look, and the way he walks around, he's not walking around like a cripple, like an 80-year-old guy.
He's moving.
Yeah. And not only that, the way he's talking to you, he's, you know, everything that's going on. And, I mean, it's just mind-blowing, because when we were talking to him, I go, dude, he actually has, like, pretty much nothing in common with Oz, because Ozzy's just a little kid next to him. He's almost 20 years younger than him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was the mind-blowing part about it. But, you know, it's super cool, and, you know, his wife was in there and everything like that. But, he wanted to do Iron Man. And the guys called me, a bunch of guys that I've known that were producing the thing. They were like, Zach, you want to play guitar? I was like, yeah, of course. Like, Father Shatner? Yeah, of course, man. But, he was just in the studio the whole time I did the guitars and everything like that. He was just like, you mind if I watch you play it or whatever? I go, knock yourself out, man. I said,
was he walking?
What's that, brother?
Was he moving to it?
No, he was digging it. Yeah. I'm like going, I mean, you know, like you said, him being 80 years old, obviously he wasn't weaned on Sabbath and Zeppelin and everything like that. I mean, it was like his generation would obviously be like my dad, more to Sinatra type stuff and everything like that. But, like I said, super cool dude though, man.
He got it?
The beginning of it, at least.
Let me hear Saturday. Can you get this on iTunes or something?
That's an album, dude.
He it's on the album?
He has a CD out, man. Yeah, Seeking Major Tom.
I am Iron Man.
Oh my God! He's 80.
It's better than Lutelica.
Yeah. Oh, don't do that to me.
Wow. I got Father Skank Magnolia over there. Mikey Inez on the bass over there throwing down.
So, we'll be back with other bullshit. Thanks, everybody.
Like.